So without further ado, I'm going to welcome the servant of the Lord today so that he can come and share God's word with us this morning. Welcome, Pastor David.
Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I am blessed to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. My mind is receptive and I'm ready to receive the word of God. I'm not hearing anything. Amen. You have to speak blessing into your life in Jesus' mighty name. You have to say, thank God that I am alive today and I have the breath in me that I can stand and say, every morning His grace and His mercies are new in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So this morning we shall be reading from the book of Job and then we shall pray. As we continue to tarry in God's faithfulness, and when God seems to be silenced in our moments of darkness, what shall we do? What shall we say unto the Lord? All we have to say is thank you, Lord. Amen. And I'm reading from the New King James Version, and I'm in the book of Job from chapter 1, and I read, there was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shun evil. 2. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkey, and a very large household. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. 4. And his son would go and feast in their houses, each on his appointed day, and would send and invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. So it was when the day of feasting had run their course that Job would send and sanctify them, and he would raise early in the morning and offer burnt offering according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my son have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus Job did regularly. Now there was a day when the Son of God, and in the New Living Version said the angel of God, came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro the earth, and from walking backward and forward on it. And the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? That there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fear God and shun evil. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him and around his household and around all that he has on every side? Have you blessed the work of his hand and his possession have increased in the land? But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you, you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his life or on his person. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you praise. We magnify your name because you are God and you are God forever. We thank you for your word, oh God, and we pray, oh Lord, let your Holy Spirit, oh God, fill this place. Let your Holy Spirit guide us, oh God, and help us through as we both get through your word. And we pray, my Lord and my Father, that every song of your word, oh God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and he is Lord forever. Father, give us that receptive ears, oh God. Open up our heart, my Lord and my Father, that when we receive this word, oh God, it will bring him boldness. It will bring favor. It will bring deliverance. It will bring comfort. And the Holy Spirit, oh Lord, shall help us, my Lord and my Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When God seems silent, what can you do? When God seems silent, what can the righteous do? God's silence can threaten to overcome or overrun you. God's silence can be a period in which you said, Lord, am I in the season of my silence? God's silence may be a period of silence in your life in which you are praying for healing, and healing is not coming forth. Where you are praying for a job, and the job is not coming forth. Where you are praying for that prodigal son or daughter to come back in the fold of God, and that son, a prodigal son or daughter, they're being kept captive and not being allowed to return to God. There is time in your marriage that you're saying, Lord, restore it. But God seems to be silent. There's that time that you might be going through an addiction. And you say, Lord, where are you? In my troubles, I am calling out for you. Are you sleeping, oh Lord? And you think that God is silent. In the time of war, in this place here, in Goma, in Bukavu, you said, Lord, are you silent? Like David cried. But I can tell you today that silence can threaten to overcome you. But don't be overcome, because he has already overcome in Jesus' mighty name. So who are you? You might question God, is this my season of silence? Regardless of your circumstances, I am here to tell you that the Lord is never silent. Just cast your cares upon him because he cares for you in Jesus' mighty name. I am saying he is the burden bearer. Just cast your burden upon him and he is more than willing. He is the God that is sitting on the throne that can take that burden. Nothing is too small for him. He is a big God. He is strong. He is mighty than the mighty. He is stronger than the stronger. His name is Jehovah. He is sitting on that throne. And when you think he is silent, he is working for you in Jesus' mighty name. Don't give up hope because he said to Joshua, he said, my Lord and my Father, my servant Moses is dead. He said, Joshua, take up this mantle and go to the land that my people shall be free out of exile. That they may have the promises of the Lord. God is never silent. But let us look at Job. Job went through that. Job is portrayed as a wealthy man, an upright character, blameless, upright, and shun evil, who loved God. And remember the first and the greatest commandment. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul, and all your strength. And God wants us to depend on him and him alone. Once you put your trust in him, once you depend on the Lord, and once you fear evil, I said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob will be the God that will bless you in Jesus' mighty name. But one day the angel of the Lord came and presented himself before God. And Satan came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, he said, where are you coming from? You know, Satan is a homeless person. He wandered around. He don't have a home. He's looking for a temple in order to come in. He's looking for a house in order to come in. But as I come before you today, I said, let that door of your heart not be open to Satan in Jesus' mighty name. Let him roar. Let him be a homeless forever. But let him not take possession of you in Jesus' mighty name. And the Lord said to Satan, because there was a conversation. Imagine there was a conversation between God and Satan. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? For there is no one like him. He is blameless. He is upright. A man who feared God and shunned evil. That is the confidence that God has in Job. To say that he's a servant. There was a conversation between God and Satan. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. So Satan has power. And we know he has the power to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But thank God for the living Jesus Christ, that he sent his only begotten Son, that we can have life and live it more abundantly in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to that name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So who is Satan? These are the characteristics of Job. Today, I'm asking you, do you have those characteristics? What are the characteristics? What are the criteria? Are you a servant of God? Are you blameless? Are you upright? Do you fear God and shun evil? Yet, God allows Satan to destroy Job's flock, his possession, and his children, and their health. But Job refused to give up. I said, don't give up on God. Because God has not given up on you. That waiting period may seem to be long, but God's time is the right and appointed time. Just wait upon him. As he told Isaiah, he said, wait upon the Lord, and those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run and not be faint, and they shall walk and not be tired. In Jesus' mighty name, wait upon the Lord, wait upon the Lord, and he shall hear and answer from his throne of grace and deliver, set free, restore, revive, and renew that right spirit within us in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. He told that to Job, and Job refused to give up, even though when there was silence. But we too must trust God that when we do not understand the difficulties we face, trust God. When God finally spoke to Job, he did not offer Job an answer. Instead, he drove over the point that it is better to know God than to know the answer in Jesus' mighty name. He said it is better to know God than to know the answer. And I can tell you, if you know God, the answer shall comfort in Jesus' mighty name. Know God. Don't bother about the answer. The answer is coming in Jesus' mighty name. There shall be a breakthrough. There shall be a recovery. There shall be a reconciliation. There shall be a restoration in this land in Jesus' mighty name. God is never silent. Remember in your suffering that the Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Despite Job's problem, he had the presence of mind to say in Job chapter 19, verse 25 to 27, for I know that my Redeemer live, and he shall stand at the last on the earth, and after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I will see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eye shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearn within me. Hallelujah. Job said that my Redeemer live. What I'm going through, I am not staying here. Because how he brought the Israelites out of Egypt and he passed through the Red Sea, he said, I am not staying here. This is not my destiny. I am taking it back in Jesus' mighty name, because I know my Redeemer live and he live forever. I am telling you, brothers and sisters, today our Redeemer live in Jesus' mighty name. Don't give up hope, because he has not given up on you in Jesus' mighty name. Every trick of the breath, every breath that you wake up and you breathe, you say, thank God that I am alive, that I have a second chance in Jesus' mighty name. In his darkest moment, Job still remembered that God is light. Hallelujah. In your darkest moment, you have to still remember that God is light. And they say, where light shineth, darkness cannot comprehend it in Jesus' mighty name. Because his ways are mysterious. His ways are higher than our ways. So when darkness is there, the light, when it penetrates any darkness in Jesus' mighty name, may the light of God shine upon us in Jesus' mighty name. Despite your problem, he still believed that faithfulness of God. And he said, the love of God, despite my problem, despite my suffering, despite my loss, this even his wife turned and said, Job cursed God and died. But Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. Even in my affliction, I will trust in God. Even in my darkest moment, I will trust in God. Even in my tribulation, I will trust in God. Because I know the Heavenly Father that I can trust in. He will deliver me. Even if I die, I know that I shall see the face of God. And what is more beautiful than seeing the Lord Jesus Christ? In Jesus' mighty name, keep holding on. Keep trusting. Keep believing that one day the Lord shall set you free. And when the Lord sets free, you are free indeed. In Jesus' mighty name. God's faithfulness is a source of strength and hope during difficult time. And as we see during the book of Job, despite saving, suffering, loss, Job maintained his faith, and ultimately, God restored him, demonstrating God's unwavering power and faithfulness. This story reminds us that even when we do not understand God's ways, we can trust in his ultimate goodness and plans for us. Trust him in everything you do, in Jesus' mighty name. We can also find strength in faith. Despite difficult time, focus on God's faithfulness and remember his past promises can provide strength and hope. Trust in his plan, even when it is not visible, in Jesus' mighty name. Because faith, when you're asking, it is not visible. But when you ask believing, it shall come forth, in Jesus' mighty name. You might not see it now, but trust God, it is coming. He is working, even when you cannot feel it. He is working, in Jesus' mighty name. And that is the faith that we must walk by. That is the faith that we must hold on to. The faithfulness of God, believing that what he said he will do it, in Jesus' mighty name. Because he's not a man that he will lie, that a son of man that will repent. What he said he will do it, in Jesus' mighty name. Keep your trust in God. As the song said, let your anchor hold. Put my faith in Jesus. My anchors to the ground. Your anchor would hold, in Jesus' mighty name. Because when you put your faith in him and not in your faith in man, I say your anchor shall hold, in Jesus' mighty name. And finally, read your Bible. Read your Bible. Read the word of God. Every single day, in Jesus' mighty name. By reading the Bible, we find encouragement and hope. The scripture gives us hope because they teach us who God is. He goes ahead of us. He answers prayers. He has a plan for us. And he wants to bless our life, in Jesus' mighty name. And in Joshua chapter 1, he said, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, so that you may what? Make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success, in Jesus' mighty name. We shall have good success, in Jesus' mighty name. Our ways shall be prosperous, in Jesus' mighty name. In your darkest moment, don't give up on Christ, for he is not given up on you. And I have one small summary in the form of a table that will ask the media to show the summary. There are five questions where I'll give you five answers. In your darkest moment, am I being punished by God for sin? I said, acknowledge and confess your sin. Known sin. And you can read in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Second question, is Satan attacking me as I try to survive as a Christian? Answer, resist self-pity. Oftentimes we pity ourselves. Ask God to open the door of opportunity and help you discover others who suffer as you do. And you can read about that in Luke chapter 11, verse 9 and 10. The third question, am I specifically selected for testing like Job? The answer is, accept help from the body of believers, from the pastors, from the elders. Trust God to work his purpose through you. And you can read more about that in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. And the fourth, is my suffering as a result of natural consequences for which I am not directly responsible? And the answer is, recognize that in a sinful world, both good and evil people will suffer. But the good people has a promise from God that his or her suffering will one day come to an end in Jesus' mighty name. And you can read of that in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. And finally, is my suffering due to some unknown reason? And the answer is, don't draw inwards from the pain. Proclaim your faith in God. Know that he cares for you. And wait patiently for his promise. And you can read about that in Psalm 27, verse 14. In Jesus' mighty name. You have the problem, you have the solution. It depends on you now to act in faith in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen, 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 amen. Can we be upstanding so that we can pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, oh God. And as you've told prophet Isaiah, word shall come forth and it shall not return void, but you shall accomplish the work in which it was sent. We thank you, O God, for the word of Job, my Lord and my Father, that even in Job's suffering, O God, his faith was in you. Father, we pray, O Lord, that you strengthen our faith, O Lord. Strengthen us, O God, so that we can trust in you, my Lord and my Father. As David said, he said, even in the time of trouble, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Father, let the joy of the Lord be our strength in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I pray, O Lord, that as Job suffered, my Lord and my Father, you will send that death angel, oh Lord, to pass over us our suffering in Jesus' mighty name and to deliver us, oh God. Father, when we believe that you are not working, when we believe that you are silent, in Jesus' mighty name, we trust that you is working. You shall work that miracle work in us in Jesus' mighty name as our anchor holds strong, oh God, as we put our trust and our faith in you. We believe, oh God, that even now, oh Lord, that you is working for us in Jesus' mighty name. You are restoring, oh Lord, all that the devil has taken from us. You shall do like what you have done for David. You say, pursue, oh Lord, pursue, take possession of your possession, recover all in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you that that restorative power of Jesus Christ shall restore us, shall renew us, shall revive us, shall reconciliate us, God, and shall renew a right spirit within us from this day forth and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And all God people say, amen, amen, amen. God bless you.
Wow, amen. What a word. What a powerful word. Thank you so much, Pastor David, for that powerful word. Indeed, God's faithfulness is an anchor when we are going through dark times.